You're not as good as I was hoping for, but you'll do, I suppose. Yes, I am that model. More correctly, I'm the highest trending model all over the internet, if you don't mind. And yes, you've seen all my pictures and my workout videos and dancing clips. And you're starstruck. And you never thought you'd ever get the privilege of talking to me in real life. Oh, and also, if I may add, you've got that written all over your face. I like that. Puts me in control. Yeah, like I said, you'll do. What? Oh, you can't smoke in here? No, I hear you. It's just that I can. Am I wrong? Give me an ashtray. Don't have any? I don't see how that's my problem. Be creative. Oh, and while you're at it, get me the most expensive drink on your list too, will you? That's a good boy. No, no, that's not how this is going to work. What do I mean? I mean, that will not be $40. Well, okay, it will be, but not from my account. Now pay for my drink. Don't tip yourself. You're not good enough. So, are you going to bore me by telling me what ridiculous username you hide behind? Oh, come on. I'm not assuming anything. You're too much of an open book. Sad. Stuck at a job you don't want. Having to suck up to everyone at this hotel because you can't find anything else. Probably still living at your mom's because you can't afford your own place. And devoting your life to dreaming about coming close to a perfect 10. Like me. Leaving your likes and comments about how I'm a goddess, not worthy of your words. I see you staring at my lip gloss when I smoke. You are a total fucking simp. You probably compare me to some high school crush who rejected you way back because she was completely out of your league. Like I said, am I wrong? Don't bother answering. You know what? Why don't we talk about something more interesting than you being cliche? How about dangerous power imbalances in parasocial relationships? I bet you've read all about it. I bet you're the type who thinks he's smart because he can intellectualize his own destructive behaviors. Has that ever been of any help to you? Who am I kidding? Of course it hasn't. You're too weak. So having read all about that, can you guess what's about to happen to you now? You're going way too soft on yourself. Let me put it to you more bluntly. I'm about to break your heart like you've never known. And you will never, ever recover. You'll let me walk all over you with sharpened stilettos because you'll never get a shot like this again in your life. Loser. Yeah, I am right. Thanks for the obvious. Are you ready to start? Like you would know, huh? Get me a bottle of champagne. No, none of that cheap rip-off nonsense. The Dom Perignon P3 1984. Open it. No, no glasses. Now make the transaction from your account while you pour it down the sink. Do it. Good boy. You feel that sorrow, that helplessness in those puppy dog eyes of yours. Yeah, that's power. The thing that makes the world go round. Now, give me a room. On you. I'll be waiting upstairs. Don't go with me. Come after me. You're not worth being seen with me at all. Your shift? You'll resolve that. Like I said, be creative. Oh, and while you're at it, bring that bottle of Remy Martin from the shelf, too. Don't disappoint me now. Did anyone see you? That's good. We wouldn't want them to think you're worth anything, would we? Are you going to argue with me? Okay. Prove you're worth it. Get your phone out. Go to your bank account and show me your balance. Yes, like I said, you'll do. I'll remember that number. Now, I'm going to sit here at the edge of the bed. I'm going to slowly start touching myself. And you're going to stand here in front of me and tell me all about your pent-up anger. Don't try to look naive. In fact, let me help you along. Tell me about how void of meaning you feel when you go through my photo gallery and as you gaze at my perfect body. Tell me how it fills you with self-loathing when you can't help yourself from opening up another tab next to my pictures, and how you browse the porn sites desperate for someone who looks as good as me. Tell me how you're disgusted with yourself when you feel that sadness turn to full-on anger and bitterness, and how that makes you look for rougher and more degrading scenes. Tell me how the tears start running down your face as you jerk off, watching me smile so arrogantly at the camera, and how your eyes wander to the right side of the screen. How you lose control when a lesser version of me starts gushing out gag spit from getting throat fucked by someone better than you. Tell me how you break down and come at the same time, wanting so desperately to get back at me for owning your every fantasy. Tell me, are you going to let me keep talking to you like this? Huh? What? What are you gonna do about it, huh? Are you finally gonna start acting like a man for once? Yeah. Try my resilience. Do your worst. See if I fucking care. Is that all you've got, huh? Is that your idea of anger management? To face fuck me like you're gently poking a pillow? Come on, take it out on me. Make me need a fucking ventilator. Are you going to go soft on me? Is that it? Are you having a hard time dealing with the pressure of knowing that this will never happen again in your life? Come on. I said harder. Choke me with your cock. Make me gag on it. Make me slobber and cry. Yes, that's more like it. Is this making you feel better, huh? Is this giving you the moment of relief from your inferiority complex? Is this making you feel less forgettable? Less like a waste of air? Come on, break me. Fucking ruin me. You're easy prey, you know that, right? You thrust like a caring husband. Are you going to prove me wrong? Force me down on my stomach and prone bone me. No condom. Do it. What? What the hell do you mean you don't want to? Don't make me destroy what's left of your pathetic life. You don't know what I'm capable of, or the people I know. Now fucking do as I say. Yeah, pull my hair. Just try fucking the demons out of your body. You think I don't know you? Tell me what I know. Tell me you have nothing going for yourself. Tell me that you'll jerk off to this memory when you draw your last fucking breath. What the fuck was that? Do it harder, you weakling. Come on. I want anger. Violence. You're not a man. You don't even know how to abuse a girl right. Treat me like a punching bag. Are you ready to come, huh? Ready to shoot your load into my little cunt and cream pie me? Are you? Prove it. Show me how much you fucking want it. Get your phone out again and go to my Patreon. I know you already have it saved on your browser. Now tap the donation link and hate fuck this pussy until you come while all your savings become mine. Do it. Fucking do it. Yes, hate fuck me. Fucking destroy my pussy from within. Push my head into the mattress. Are you getting there, huh? Are you ready to cream pie me now? Ready to knock me up and spend 18 years paying for child support for a kid you'll never see? To never feel loved? Or appreciated? Or worth anyone's attention? Then empty your balls into this tight, perfect pussy that you'll never feel again. No. Of course I didn't come myself, stupid. Did you bring that bottle? Hand it over fast. Come on, I haven't got all day. That's it. I'll just empty this one out into the bathroom sink while I finish myself off. Oh, that's the stuff. Power makes the world go round. Now, you're going back to your shift, and you won't tell anyone about this. No one would believe you anyway. Just remember that your heart stays here with me. No. Save the tears. Save them from when you're all alone in a room tonight, just wishing that someone in this world could understand you. Let them come when you're done trying to resist glaring at my selfies again. And then you cry yourself to sleep. And try oh so desperately not to kill yourself. Now get the fuck out of my hotel room, loser.